Phoenix Audio presents Measuring the World by Daniel Kelman. Translated from the German by Carol Brown Janeway. Read by Ryder Strong. The Journey. In September 1828, the greatest mathematician in the country left his hometown for the first time in years to attend the German Scientific Congress in Berlin. Naturally, he had no desire to go. He had been declining to accept for months, but Alexander von Humboldt had remained adamant, until in a moment of weakness and the hope that the day would never come, he had said yes. So now Professor Gauss was hiding in bed. When Mina told him he must get up, the coach was waiting and it was a long journey, he wrapped his arms around the pillow and tried to make his wife disappear by closing his eyes. When he opened them again and Mina was still there, he told her she was a hindrance, and limited, and the misfortune of his old age. When that didn't work either, he pushed back the coverlet and set his feet on the floor. Bad-temperedly, he performed the most minimal ablutions and went downstairs. In the parlor, his son Eugen was waiting with a bag packed. As Gauss caught sight of him, he flew into a rage. He broke a jug that was standing on the windowsill, stamped his foot, and struck out wildly. He wasn't even to be calmed when Eugen to one side of him and Mina to the other laid their hands on his shoulders and swore that he would be well taken care of. He would soon be home again, and everything would be over in no time, just like a bad dream. Only when his ancient mother, disturbed by the noise, emerged from her room to pinch his cheek and ask what had happened to her brave boy, did he pull himself together. Without warmth, he said goodbye to Mina, and absent-mindedly stroked the heads of his daughter and youngest son. Then he allowed himself to be helped into the coach. The journey was a torture. He called Eugen a failure, took the knobbed stick away from him, and jabbed it full force at his foot. For a time, he stared out of the window, a frown on his face.